seared to medium rare. You slice the steak against the bias. You put it right on top of that flavorful rice, and then you top it with this kimchi-style slaw. It's absolutely sensational. Tonight we're doing a ramen soup that's got crispy catfish with it. So don't wait. Check this out. I know it's probably making you hungry. You can look at this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Get your first two meals free, blueapron.com/Dan, and shipping is always free. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns. Ow. English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Yeah! Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now, for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low-interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Robbie Gould took personal responsibility for the Bears' loss to San Francisco yesterday after he missed a couple of field goals, one of which would have avoided overtime and given the Bears the win in regulation. But former Bear Olin Kreutz told Mully and Hanley this morning he doesn't expect Gould to keep missing.
He knows as well as I know that if you stop doing your job, they will replace you. So no one knows that better than Robbie Gould, and he knows that this can't continue. But I would bet against it continue. I would bet Robbie Gould nails the next one.
Bears are host Washington next Sunday. Washington plays Dallas tonight. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score. Day one of the winter meetings is underway. The Cubs already have a signing. They've agreed to a one-year, $4.25 million deal with reliever Trevor Cahill. He might get a shot at making the starting rotation in spring training as well. Meanwhile, the Cubs and Rays are said to be discussing potential scenarios that would send Javi Baez to Tampa for some young pitchers. On the other side of town, MLB.com's Scott Merkin says the White Sox are looking for infielders. They've been linked to free agent shortstop Asdrubal Cabrera. The Dodgers' deal for closer Aroldis Chapman may not be complete after all, according to ESPN's Jason Stark. He says the Reds are telling other clubs that no final agreement with LA has been reached. Bulls host the Suns tonight. Cameron Bairstow has been recalled from the Austin Spurs of the NBA Developmental League. That one tips at 7. The Hawks had an optional practice today ahead of tomorrow's game against Nashville. Trevor Daley expected to be okay after that scary collision yesterday against Winnipeg. Coach Joe Quenneville says he's day-to-day. Now at Subway, you can get 50% more meat on any sub, and for a limited time, it's just 50 cents more on a 6-inch in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Make your sub deluxe, and they'll load up your favorite, like the spicy Italian or turkey breast. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Fours and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Jim Tomsula's coming to town.
One of the most respected guys around. You sit down with him, talk to him. The best way to describe Jim Tomsula, he's a football guy.
He sure is.
Each person make a conscious decision. Hey, look, I'm going to have some energy today. I'm going to have some fire, you know. Just waking up thinking that way, you know. And that was the talk at breakfast and excitement. And, you know what I mean? And just a conscious decision.
He's just a regular guy. He's a football guy. I've always enjoyed my opportunities to sit down and talk X's and O's with him.
Glenn Gabbert's been playing quarterback his entire life. You get opportunities like that, you need to enjoy them.
Gabbert's gone! Blaine Gabbert runs the middle of the field for a 49er touchdown!
Jim Tomsula is well aware of the criticism of him. His guys love playing for him.
Gabbert under center in a tie game in overtime. Play fake deep. Looking for the deep shot. Going for Torrey. He's got him out there. Smith's got it. Touchdown, 49ers.
And that is what you call a walk-off touchdown, my friend.
For the San Francisco 49ers and the first career outdoor road win for Blaine Gabbert.
Jim Tomsula's got to be ecstatic for his guys.
I enjoyed for them. Hey, this whole thing for them. I mean, this game is all about the players. A day like tonight, a night like tonight is why I really enjoyed for them. Yeah.
Pomp and stance.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
That's right. We love our Jim Tomsula, and now he's done it.
One of the most respected guys around. Where?
Anywhere.
Where and by whom?
Everybody.
That's not true.
Everybody who sits down and talks football with him loves him. His X's and O's, his deep knowledge of the game.
The best way to describe him is a football guy. What the hell does that mean?
It means he's a lifetime football guy. He's all football all day long, Mr. gets in the car at night and looks for lights.
What coach isn't a football guy? Well, the best way to describe him is he's a sailing guy, even though he's a football coach. What is that?
He's a polo guy.
Right.
No, he's not a polo guy.
What? That means nothing.
He's a football guy.
Nothing.
He's a football
guy. None of those respected
lifer guys.
Why do you feel you have to do that? Why do you feel you have to say Josh Bellamy is good or Mark Mariota? Or Robin the stuff about Sean Drone. Good God. Hell, you don't find a guy like this. Yes, you do. He's always getting cut. That's why you find him. That's why six teams have found him. Hell, they were sure happy to find a guy like this. Why? He's a replacement-level journeyman running back who goes from team to team to team to team because people get hurt.
But he's a football guy.
But stop pumping everybody's tires. He's a guy.
I like my tires pumped.
Is anybody just a guy?
No.
Josh Bellamy's a guy.
Not in the
Sean
NFL.
Drone is a guy.
Jim Tom Sula?
Boy, they're real happy to have a
not
guy
a
like
guy.
This. And here, let's just show you this graphic that has him on eight teams in the last 6 years because nobody likes him enough to keep him.
But he's a football guy. He's a football guy. And you know what? How many football guys you know?
Well, I know that our basketball guy here, Amir, is a little worried. Because, guys, how long do I have until President Trump kicks me out?
15 minutes.
If he does kick me out, can I take Jim Tomsula with me? No! He's in the cabinet.
He's our treasurer.
He's on the team for next year.
He's our treasurer.
I'm going to
make him team treasurer.
No, if he's not in a Trump cabinet, I'm really disappointed. Absolutely, because Trump's already said he's bringing Sarah Palin back to work for him, and then Jim Tomsula would make an ideal member of the cabinet.
What member of the cabinet? Energy, because he wanted energy.
I can't believe he wants to ban an entire religion. All this talk about religious freedom in this country, like, except you know that not
except
that,
now
not that
you now he doesn't.
That's God. I mean, and watch he'll be more popular. He's going to be more popular having to by.
I believe he slipped a little bit on the old poll. And you know, I think you'd attest to this. You hate when the old poll starts slipping, don't you?
No, I don't know yet.
Oh, please. You know it's true. You know I'm right. I'm always right. It's a habit.
We've got American.
The 49ers.
American military heroes who are Muslim.
Yes, we do.
A lot. What is he? Has he been asked about them? Are they the enemy too?
Hard to find these days.
It's soldiers.
Can't find the Trumper.
U.S. We have Muslim U.S. soldiers, devoutly Muslim U.S. soldiers, protecting us every day. Are they inherently violent, horrible people that he wants to kick out also? I mean, it's just, I don't know where this goes. It's just awful. Bill in Oak Park, welcome to the Score.
Okay, I think it's a perfect time to drag old state football guy people into the future.
What?
We're not in the playoffs. If we see Fox punting 4th and 4 from the other team's 45, we blew like crazy, never get the ball up. If we see him doing a field goal, 4th and goal on their 3.5, bull, you know, you always go for the touchdown. If it's 2nd and 18, you don't try a bubble screen for 8 yards, so now we have a more manageable 3rd and 9. No.
What?
You try 2 20-yard passes. They're more likely to click than 2 perfect 9-yard passes. We need the Chicago Cubs general manager to take over, drag football into the future. Thank you.
What?
He's a football guy.
I didn't understand a word.
He's play calling for you. He's, you know what it is? He's play calling your life.
This is Paul, and he's on the Score.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello.
Why did he put me under such pressure following that last guy?
Well, does it matter?
Yeah,
it's
Paul is
going to
be chance
something.
For you. Because you could be a star today easily.
Yeah, I just don't want, I'm afraid to tell you that my dad's name was Bob, but anyway. I just have a question about a rule. I'm hoping that you can answer for me and answer correctly.
That would be a help.
I can't guarantee that.
No, I can't either.
Yeah, this has nothing specifically with the game, but it was brought up that there should have been more time left when somebody kicks a field goal in case there's a bad snap and they get another chance. But where would the ball be placed if somebody would call timeout with a bad snap? Would it be placed at the line of scrimmage or where the holder is when the timeout is called?
Wherever the ball is.
Like,
Wherever, okay, wherever,
so that
wherever
the ball is, wherever, if you snap it back there.
Yeah, wherever possession of the ball
yeah,
is.
Just, okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of think that, you know, it's like a do-over and they get it at the original line of scrimmage.
No, it's not a do-over.
No. No, that ball is in play at that point because if the defense wants to run in and grab it, they can.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
There you go. And then you really don't. No, I mean, the chances of that happening, you don't want to do that. I mean, that's just dumb. Paul, don't listen too much to today's show because you're just going to come away dumber than hell.
Bad things.
I mean,
will
really, yeah. It's really, I'm sorry.
Little news note here from Jeff Passan at Yahoo Sports. So that Chris Bryant and Michael Franco have filed grievances over manipulation of service time. And that Bryant filed his in April, according to Yahoo sources. While Franco submitted his later, either grievance ever reaching an arbitration panel is in question. His bargaining often includes discussions of open grievances and can include resolutions. Service time is a divisive enough issue that multiple sources on both sides continue to struggle with how to fix a system that the parties agree has been successful, by and large, but can penalize the best players. So, just a note that it sounds like a big headline, files grievance over service time, but it might just be administrative posturing before a collective bargaining negotiation of some kind. Greg and Wheaton, welcome to The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, Terry, you mentioned about 45 minutes ago you thought Robbie Gould was fading. I don't know if that was tongue-in-cheek or not, but my question is, when does a kicker start losing his best? Is it, I would think, distance rather than accuracy, just like golf. I can't hit the ball as far as I used to, but I sure can still stay accurate.
I think it's just in the last couple of years here. It's not. I don't think it's a matter of.
In general, though, you're right. In general, Greg, yes, it is.
He's 34.
The distance goes first.
Yeah, that would be. But that's not Ben's problem. That's not Ben's problem. But it look, there's a pattern developing here of him missing kicks, and once that begins, once you start this, you're going down a road here that's really bad in football. Because I point out, you've got nine guys in the NFL, I think it's eight or nine, who've missed one kick the entire season. He's missed five.
Well, you can't miss that one.
You can't miss that one. Yeah.
I understand in a swirling wind from 55 and in the
wind.
Snow,
yes.
I get that. You can't miss that one in ideal conditions to win a game.
Yeah.
And badly. That didn't it hit
never
it
had
upright.
A chance. It never had a chance.
It never had a chance. He flat pulled it.
Yeah. And he said he hurried it. I don't know, after all these years, you hurry it.
Why? You don't have to hurry it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a, you know, I just think in the last year and a half or so, it sort of developed into, a problem.
In McHenry, it is Paul. He's on The Score.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Disgusted like everyone else. Couple things. I don't see us winning too many more games this season, but regardless, I was always a little leery about us having so many days off between games and losing our edge.
Okay, it's
that
not your
obvious.
It's them. It's they.
And then the other thing is they constantly kept using Matt Forte as a power running back. He was a couple steps towards the line and then again dances to the left, dances to the right. The pockets closed, 0 yards, 0 yards, 0 yards. I mean, I was going crazy watching these plays.
Okay.
Yeah, I think in general, yes. A case. Let's make the case again. In general, you can certainly make the case that the entire day was far more conservative than it needed to be. There's no question about that.
It was still their game to win.
It was still their game to win. It comes down to a play that's a chip shot for a professional kicker. It assuages all the hurt feelings on both sides of the ball because all of it basically sucked. The fact that you let this guy run 44 yards down the middle of the field to tie the game, that's a bad feeling for your defense. Your offense was I don't know what the hell they were doing almost the entire day. Had great field position, turned into all a 6-point. All these things. All of that aside, 36 yards and all of it's fine.
Next is Matt on WSCR, The Score.
Gentlemen, quick question regarding Robbie Gould. Is there any chance that maybe there's some residual hangover from last year with his injury, either from that he's still not quite healed, or if during his rehab, something might have thrown off his mechanics a little bit?
Not that I'm aware, no.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Yes, there's the answer today.
I don't know.
You're breaking into Jim Tunsula.
I don't know. Maybe just mechanics.
All right. Well, that ends that bank of calls. How about another one?
Let's have it. I mean, come on.
It's Bears Monday. That's what we do. 312-644-6767.
Maybe you saw something we didn't see.
Oh, we got a lot of that today. A lot of that.
You saw something we didn't see.
A lot of that. His helmet didn't have ear holes.
Oh.
Horace and Bernstein on the score.
Olin Krutz.
James Big Cat Williams.
And Hubbard is here.
If you missed us on the Scores post-game show yesterday, you missed out.
Well, now, here we come back this week. Jay checks to this wide receiver screen, and San Fran knows it's coming. So somebody change the check.
Right. San Fran was sitting all over that.
The Scores Mercy Hospital post-game show on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Remember last week when Bill Belichick was grumbling to the media about how he was just, quote, trying to be cooperative? Well, his team took that attitude to the field against Philadelphia. The Pats could not have been more welcoming or cooperative to the Eagles. Welcome to Foxborough. Take whatever you want. Want a free block punt? Pull up a chair. You guys feel like getting a workout? Here's a 99-yard jog. We've got you. Now it's a party. Feeling a punt return for the trifecta? Let's do that too. I said it yesterday on the NFL on CBS that they're missing too many playmakers, but they'll get healthy. And once they are healthy, they'll be just fine. However, play like they did yesterday, and then they're one and done. Coach them up, Bill, because it's been a long time since I've seen one of your teams melt down like that. Oh, and sorry if I offended you. I'm Jim Rome.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're late.
I think I'm gonna like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39. No such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS. CBS Tuesdays.
Dates. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find an event near you. Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light pilsner. Please drink responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Why don't you compare all experiences? You know, whether you're a player or a coach, an assistant coach, or, you know, head coach. You know, you understand the dynamics of the game, how competitive it is, and, you know, a lot of that's determined before you ever play the game. You know, as far as the preparation, you know, unfortunately yesterday, like six other times this season, we came up a little short. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if I drive to a restaurant and I know how to get there, then I think I draw on that the next time I go.
That ought to make everybody feel better. That's John Fox earlier today. You probably heard him right here at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, breaking it down for you like only he can. And speaking of fresh ideas, we've got them for you. 312-644-6767. Boris and Bernstein, we asked for some more, maybe things we missed.
Apparently a lot.
Apparently we did. Did see same game. Okay.
In Portland, Reston Records is on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
I don't think I've ever called on a Bears Monday before. But,
no, who you crapping has been your spot, right?
Yes, it has. And I thought I must be at least dumb enough to call, so I'm definitely calling.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Well, as you guys know, as parents, that in child cognitive development, there's the concept of object permanence.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the Bears' warts and blemishes go away for a week, they haven't gone. And conversely, on a day like yesterday, when the positive aspects go away, they're not gone. And this applies to both the players and the coaching staff. And it just seems like they're awfully short memories, and that applies to callers, fans, the media.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were willfully ignorant to some of it just because it was fun to think that they could do more, Reston Records. And I also think part of it is also understanding that defining the object in the object permanence metaphor is hard when the league is as mediocre as it is, because that sort of moves around every week, how we define each one of these objects. And just so people know what our caller's talking about, object permanence is the idea, and it's done developmentally. They're at a certain age, a human being, like if you sit with a baby and you give them a ball, and then you put the ball behind a barrier, at only up to a certain age, a baby will just say, okay, the ball is gone, therefore it ceases to exist. But at a certain age, the baby will say, oh, it's behind here. The ball didn't go. Just because I can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And the child or toddler will actually reach around or go looking for it. And it takes time to develop that idea, that understanding that just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's gone.
Oh, for me, that was like age 35.
We knew that. We figured yes, that.
I probably could have said that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Terry, I have one question for you.
Yep.
Is Mark Mariani the best white receiver since Mike Furry?
He's pandering to you.
Yeah,
thank you. Rest in records. But
well, when I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby.
See, I admit it. I wanted to think that at least it was fun. I didn't think I fooled myself into thinking the Bears were that much better.
No.
But being relevant and competitive in thinking about what could happen is a treat. That's all.
You weren't expecting it. We know they're no good. They're weak all over the place. But the fact is, even in a bad game, a bad day for everybody in a Bears uniform, you had a chance right there, right in front of you.
Kingfish, all of a sudden.
Right
in front of you. You can't do that.
What can I do?
In Daly City, California.
In a pronouncement.
John, you're on the score.
Yeah, hi, Dan and Terry. Thanks for taking my call. Longtime suffering Bears fan in Daly City, right next to Frisco. You know how I feel today. But anyway, do you think that the Bears, since they need more offense, they'll try and bring White back sooner, or they'll shut him down since it's a foregone conclusion?
We'll know this week.
Yeah, we'll know this week.
You can make up your mind.
To be really truthful, I don't think their proximity to contention matters regarding Kevin White. I think they want to see him. I really do think they want to get him playing because he needs the work. He was, even as a top 10 pick, he was a guy
needed
that they felt
desperately
needs actual on-field developmental time.
Yeah, he had only one year that was worth a damn and of experience and doing what he was doing. So really, he needs every rep he can get and every down he can get. And this is it. This week, we'll know. He'll either be on the field for Washington or he won't. Then you won't see him for a while.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Let's start with baseball, where the Cubs Chris Bryant and Philadelphia Phillies third baseman Michael Franco have filed grievances against their teams, alleging they were kept in the minor leagues unnecessarily and had their service time manipulated to delay future free agency, according to Yahoo Sports' Jeff Passan. Meanwhile, at the winter meetings, the Cubs signed reliever Trevor Cahill to a one-year, $4.25 million deal. He could get a chance to stretch out for a shot at the starting rotation in spring training. Rumors out of Nashville today have the Rays after Cubs infielder Javier Baez and are said to be dangling young pitchers in front of the Cubs. Mariners get pitcher Wade Miley from the Red Sox, according to Ken Rosenthal. After the loss to San Francisco yesterday, the Bears fell to 1-5 at home while remaining 4-2 on the road. Head coach John Fox said today those records are more a function of who the Bears play than where they play.
Somebody was mentioning our home record. You know, four of those losses were against teams that are division leaders or, quote, as you would say, playoff bound, even though we're not done with the season yet.
Bears will get the day off tomorrow before they start prepping for Washington on Sunday. Washington plays Dallas tonight on Monday Night Football. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score. There was optional practice for the Blackhawks this morning. Coach Joe Quenneville says Trevor Daly will not play tomorrow night against Nashville after that scary collision yesterday against Winnipeg. But Daly's upper body injury is not serious. He's day-to-day. Hawks announced this morning they've recalled Dennis Rasmussen from Rockford and sent down Tanner Caro. Meanwhile, Bulls host the slumping Suns tonight at the United Center. And in college football, former USC coach Steve Sarkisian is suing the school for upwards of $30 million for wrongful termination. Sarkisian is claiming the school should have allowed him to enter rehab before firing him for an alleged alcohol problem. From family-size Oreos and Edie's Custard to Energizer products, Pete's Coffee, Crocus Ham, and more, you'll get sizzling savings on all your favorites with the My Mix Hot 20 from Jewel Osco. Download My Mix and clip today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
I've seen lawyers discussing the Sarkisian case before, and many believe that it seems somewhat unseemly that this guy obviously drank himself out of a job and had his addictions and was not responsible. That by the letter of the law, he might have a case because of what he is afforded legally. I don't know if he gets $30 million out of it, but there might be a settlement.
Wasn't he fired from where he was before he got the USC job? He was drunk there, too.
Yeah, I'm not
drunk all the time.
I don't know what the exact language of the departure was. I don't know if it was a firing for cause, but it all depends exactly how it went down, because if they didn't do it carefully, he might indeed have a case.
He's been drunk a long time, so I think that there had to be something to that firing. He's been drunk a long time.
No, we know that's why he was fired. I mean, obviously,
but before USC.
That he was non-functional, and you have to still...
Why Pat Hayden is an idiot.
If you want to get him out of there, you still have to do it the right way.
I understand.
You can still make sure he's gone, but you can't do it illegally. And there are very specific laws as to what has to be afforded for proper rehabilitation. I don't know if history has something to do with that. But
awful hire.
It might be bad hire, and it might be a bad firing that could end up costing the university a ton of money. Even though everybody agrees you had to get rid of
Rhodes Scholar, Pat Hayden.
That's true.
Dopey.
Here is Mark on the score. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I just had a quick question regarding a ruling, spot of the ball, when a player catches the ball at the 10-yard line but gets tackled at the 15. They will give him that possession where he catches it at the 10. Has that always been the rule?
Forward progress, yes.
Yep. Always the rule.
It's always been that way?
Mm-hmm. Unless the player actually runs backwards. If he is pushed backwards, that's different. If somebody turns around and flips their hips and is actually moving under their own power in the other direction.
Escapes for a second.
Right. Yeah. They will give you the ball at its most downfield point of forward progress.
And as far as you know, that rule has always been that.
Yes.
Way.
Yes. As far as I know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you, guys.
All right. Wow. That's two rules questions we've been able to satisfy the request on today. Wow. How about Bill in Naperville on the score?
God almighty. Probably wrong, but sounds good.
Are you in a gymnasium?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that me?
It is you.
Unless somebody else is in a gymnasium.
Are you worried? Are you at a gym?
I am, so excuse me.
You got to quiet those people down.
I'll try to get away from them. The thing about Robbie Gould is, I mean, isn't his skill, uniquely quantifiable? Couldn't he just go to Soldier Field as many days as they let him kick from different distances? And if he could do it then, why can't he do it in the game? Have a machine snap the ball to the holder? I mean, that's,
It's not a lack of practice. He's not suffering from a lack of practice.
Yeah, he practices every day.
No, I'm not saying lack of practice, but I'm saying if he can't do it in practice, probably not going to be able to do it in a game.
He can do it, and he does it in games. His career percentage is like 86%.
No, but I'm saying if it's a degradation, if it's due to degradation.
Okay. I don't know that if his skills are degrading, that transferring successful practice to games, that might be part of the problem. And that,
But I'm just saying that he's unique, that you should be able to evaluate him more easily than other players outside of the actual game.
Not necessarily, because they're different. That unless you see something that looks, unless he's missing kicks in practice. Missing kicks in practice.
To my knowledge, I
haven't heard that people say, I don't know. We can see it.
He can't kick in practice either.
Yeah, he's in terrible decline. He's got a book on his head, and his helmet doesn't have any ear holes, and it's on backwards. In case you missed it, we took a call earlier who said he figured out the problem with Robbie Gould. One guy who said that the holder was using his palm instead of his fingertips, which is wrong. And another one said that Robbie Gould's helmet doesn't have ear holes in it, which is also wrong. So those are two calls we've taken.
Now we got to go to Soldier Field and kick.
Yeah, Max says of the 20 most accurate kickers in NFL history with a minimum of 100 attempts, 15 are active players. Robbie Gould is ninth. Of the five that aren't active, the two oldest are Mike Vanderjagt and Matt Stover, who were finished in 06 and 09 respectively. Point being, accurate kickers are a dime a dozen. Robbie Gould is old and maybe done. Terry's right. He missed and missed bad. Second game this year where he's missed two field goals in a game. When kickers cost you games, they need to go. Gold won't be here when the team's relevant again. Move on. Find the guy that will be.
That's what I do.
That sentiment is out there. I just think that it would be like Matt Prater or something, that Robbie Gould hooks onto his next team and then he's 35 for his next 35. Why did the Broncos get rid of Matt Prater? Did he have a stretch where he was missing?
Yeah, he did.
Because remember, that's the guy that hit those two.
Yeah, I know.
The 50 and the 54 against the Bears.
I know.
That's the guy.
I know.
Here's
Jake. I don't
want
to talk about that
WSCR
game.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. I just got a real quick question. I'm not a big Cutler fan, but I'll hang up and listen to your answers. I just wonder why there was no flag thrown when he got slammed on the ground.
We don't know. It should have been a flag thrown.
That's a penalty.
It should be fined. It should be obviously flagged. And Jaquiski should be pronounced Jaquiski instead of Jaquaski. That's the only thing we've been able to
determine. I can't say it either way. We just call him a young tart.
I always called him Jaquiski, but apparently by the pronunciation guy, the correct pronunciation of Jaquiski is Jaquaski.
If you watch enough games, you see a lot of guys that are within a foot of the quarterback. They can't do a damn thing about it when they hit him in their flight. That's just part of it now. You can't, and it's such a ruling by the official. Sometimes it's one step, sometimes it's two steps, sometimes three, and then they're not sure. Sometimes they don't even call that, even though they should. But this one, I don't know what you need to do. What more could you do to him?
He did suplex him.
Put him in a figure four grapevine? I mean, I don't know what else you would do to him.
You do the Baron von Raschke claw. He grabs him.
I have not seen a quarterback hit like that this year.
Matt Prater had a 4-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
Oh.
And they released him after the third game. Brandon McManus, who had made all his field goals at that point, kicked off well. They decided to go with Brandon McManus, the rookie. So they parted ways with Prater.
Interesting. And now Prater is making field goals that don't matter.
He is. Kicking four of those mighty, mighty Lions. But let's stay for what's left out there. There's no question that should have been a penalty. He will get fined, but that doesn't do you any good when the penalty isn't called. Fine means nothing. That's a penalty. I don't know what roughing the quarterback is, but that is. I'm not sure sometimes when I see some of these calls made. I know if you go low, you're going to get called. I know that. And I know if you go high, you're going to get called. There's even a hint that you're going helmet to helmet. But if you pick him up and throw him on his head, it's not a penalty?
And
he gave
him a concussion, too.
I think he did, too, yeah.
His eyes were crossed. He's fumbling for the ball. He can barely stand up. Oh, he's fine. Get back in there. You're not in the protocol. Please. Boris and Bernstein, you got the score.
Bears lose to the 49ers. Get a full recap of the loss. Find out what went wrong. Plus, we'll preview their next matchup with Washington on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of the hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footie styles at pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood. More importantly, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set that includes a Hoodie Footie and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footie holiday and tell them Boris and Bernstein sent you and would like to touch you.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Goody on Robbie. Robbie?
Robbie!
To make that kick, son. I don't care what. There's no excuses. He didn't make any to his credit, but it's happening far too often. And like I say, five field goals missed. There are nine kickers in the league who have only missed one. One.
In New Berlin, Wisconsin, it is Tom, and he's on the score.
Yeah. Have either of you guys ever played any sport where life goes?
Yeah.
With what?
Where you go into a bad streak and maybe you're in a slump for a little.
For a year and a half?
Now you're ready to throw Robbie Gold under
for
the
a box. Year and a half? He wasn't any good last year either, dude.
Oh, come on. No. I mean, he has been Mr. Reliable forever.
But he's not.
But the last 2 years,
he's not been.
Hey, Tom, the last 2 years, he hasn't been reliable.
I don't agree with you. He missed two field goals, and now everybody's ready to throw him under the bus.
Not everybody, and it's a perfectly reasonable response for a kicker who hasn't been in the last 2 years what he had been before at age 34.
Well, I don't agree with it. And
we know that. We get that, yeah.
What don't you agree with?
I'm a tennis player, and I...
You're not a tennis player.
Yeah, what tennis player are you?
What kind of tennis player are you?
Well, I'm not great, but I can tell you that there
because of you, because of your experience, because you're because
you get into a slump, and you know your serve isn't great. All the
okay,
time,
okay. Where, back. Tom? Where do
Robbie Gould
Tom?
You stop, hey, Tom. You stop screaming
stop,
for a second.
Tom, stop.
Stop screaming
Tom,
for a second.
Stop screaming, Mr. Tennis Star Tom.
Where do you play tennis at, Mr.?
Where?
Say I was a tennis star. I said I wasn't that good.
Okay, so
well, then what the hell did your bad serve have to do with anything?
See, Tom, Tom, are you? Can I ask you something?
You're ready to throw him under the bus.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not. But you know,
sound like
yeah,
you
kind of use.
Reality.
Tom, here's the thing. Here's the thing about all your when you're using your tennis experience to inform the fact that you seem to know what's happening to Robbie Gould because you're bad at tennis and you go through a slump, you can't compare what you do in any way to what one of the elite at his job in the world is tasked to do at the highest possible level. That's insane and stupid.
Okay,
and not applicable.
Don't baseball players have a right to go into a slump?
Not for a year. And some no, they don't. No, that's pretty much end your career.
But a year in baseball, you know, I mean, in football, you're talking 16 games.
Well, that's why you can't do that,
right? That's because they those
every
games
game is so
exactly,
precious.
Those
you can't
games
do that.
Matter more. That's why it's more important. It's time to go.
You know, if Roger Federer calls and tells us that he's had a bad serve for a year and a half, both of us will listen because I love Roger Federer. I will listen forever if Roger Federer speaks to me about his serve.
Yeah,
or his
and
slump.
A slump in baseball is part of it
because there's 162
happens,
games.
Right. I mean, even all stars, Hall of Fame players go in slumps. It's expected. It's part of the game.
Not in his world.
I mean, you're not supposed to miss a 36-yard field
goal.
Well,
he says
as a
he plays. Yeah, he says, but he's not very good at it. But he plays tennis and he can't serve. Well, if you're not very good at it, why would we be surprised you can't serve, you turd? Why would that be like a shock? Shocker! He can't serve.
I didn't say I was any good.
Jeez! Again,
you guys are throwing him under the bus, and you never played it. I played tennis, and you get on a slump because I go on a slump with my serve over at the park, and serve doesn't go in. So Robbie Gould he's gonna get better, and you're gonna eat crow.
Yeah. Well,
that's hammered.
When Roger Federer calls, Maddie, I want to talk to him about his serve.
This is Dylan and Schaumburg on the score.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great.
I had a 2-part question about a play that happened yesterday at the game. It was the punt that the 49ers punted off to us that Mariani went to fair catch it and then it bounced in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then Jim Tomsula tried to challenge the play. I thought that was a really dumb challenge on his part.
He didn't know the rule.
Yeah. I was actually wondering, is the NFL Europe rules completely consistent with the American NFL rules?
Well, there is no NFL Europe.
Yeah, there's no NFL Europe. I can't answer that because it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
But yeah, it's he didn't know the rule. It's okay. He's Jim. You know what? He's our guy. He doesn't have to know any rules.
Here's Bud in Park Ridge. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh,
doing great.
We're awesome.
Right. Well, I was going to talk about one other thing, but now listening to all this Robbie Gould stuff, I think he's got the under pressure yips. It's 2 years in a row. It's time to go.
Well,
if he's missing.
Yeah, you can't have that.
You can't have that. It's time to go. Bye-bye. Go paint houses or drywall, whatever you were doing before, to feed your family.
I don't think he needs to do much of anything, actually. I think he's done fine for himself. And
but if he wants to hang a little drywall, let him do it.
Right.
Come on over. I could use some hip.
Wait,
I need a lot of hip, actually.
But a drywall.
No, not drywall, but I could use some help.
You just need new body parts. I don't know if Robbie can help you with that either.
I could do that, too. In Burbank, but I'll only do it if Roger Federer calls.
Chip on the score.
Just look at me.
Hello, Chip.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Danny, you asked if there was something maybe wrong with gold.
No, I didn't.
After the... Okay, I'm sorry.
He was talking about gold in general, not the kicker.
No, I didn't ask that, actually.
He thinks gold is overpriced. Not the kicker, though.
Here's my point, guys. If you take a look at the game film, after Robbie Gould kicks the second field goal on that next kickoff, and it was just one that I saw, on the next kickoff, the ball is actually kicked short of the goal line, but as I'm watching Gould in his follow-through, he looks down and he grabs the inside of his thigh. And I thought that maybe he had hurt himself at that point or pulled something. He missed the next two field goals, even though he continued kicking off. So that's just my comment, guys. I just wanted to kind of drop that in there. Also, that Mariani play where he got inside the 5 or the 10, and the guy ripped his face mask, the helmet off, by the face mask, wasn't called.
Well, no, it was not by the face mask. It wasn't. He sort of squeezed it off. It did not look like a mask to me. It looked like he grabbed him around the head and sort of in the crook of his arm and pulled it off.
Yep.
So it looked like to me. He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. And
we're both not going to be here after this.
No, yes,
yeah, we
are.
No, we have to.
It's been a sensational Bears Monday on the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago. Home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and
this is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Boris here.
And Matt Abaticola.
All right, at this point, we're getting tired of telling you that you got to get into Mattress Firm and you got to get in there right now, because right now, the huge year-end saving sale continues.
Well, buddy, we're not tired of telling them to go, but we're tired of them not going.
You should be going.
You have to go.
Now!
You need to go. And here's what's interesting, Terry, about Mattress Firm. They have invented their own shopping system. It's comfort by color.
Yeah.
So they make finding your new mattress very easy. It's very simple. Depending on what your preference is for your mattress, they'll make it very simple for you. There's no pressure. They're not going to force you. They're not going to throw a mattress on your back, make you carry it out the store that day. They'll actually deliver it right to your home.
They will. And, here's what they do, too. If you go in the store and you're wondering about a bed, they're color-coded. by comfort level. Yellow means firm, orange means plush, red means pillow top. If you can figure all that out, here's what Matt and I have it figured out here. Here's what we have to figure out. You need to go Mattress Firm because this reason, you need a better night's sleep.
Yeah, you know, I saw over the weekend some guy bought a game-worn Ernie Banks jersey for over 140 grand.
Yeah, he did.
And yet, when it comes to your mattress, you don't spend any amount of, like, you don't care.
You don't care.
You're like, what's the cheapest thing? What's the biggest size? You don't care about it. And you need to care more.
The cheapest thing is actually standing at the door here.
Well, yeah, I know. If he were a mattress, he'd be a cheap low-end mattress.
He'd be a cheap low-end mattress.
It's called the Bernstein.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yes, you are.
Makes you feel bad.
Yep. That's exactly what it does.
But Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer. They're also the home of America's most highly recommended, the Tempur-Pedic. And that's what we're going to get. You can get $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash, good towards frames, accessories, delivery when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. You can also sleep happy right now with 0% APR for 3 years. So here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com, find the store nearest you, get complete finance information. Mattress Firm, save money and sleep happy.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!